This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and to bless every one of us. My brothers and sisters, we read Surah Al-Kahf very, very often. There are many lessons that we draw from Surah Al-Kahf. For me, one of the most powerful lessons from Surah Al-Kahf that always brings about a lot of comfort within the heart. It brings about tranquility, it brings about peace, it brings about contentment, and it is indeed a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a powerful lesson that we derive from the story of Al-Khidr with Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. I don't wish to go into all the details, but the point I want to raise is, if you are a believer and you do good deeds, wallahi, I swear by Allah, who has raised the skies without pillars, that He will never ever let you down. He will always take care of you. That is Allah. If you believe in Allah and you do good deeds, wallahi, He will not let you down. If something happens in your life today that seems to be negative, it seems to be bad, for as long as you believe and you do good deeds, qasaman bi rabbil bayt, it is not bad for you. It is the best thing that Allah did for you. Where do we get it from? Look at Al-Khidr. There were three things that happened. He made a hole in a boat. And that was very, very bad for those people who owned the boat. For them it was a loss. But do you know why he did it? Because Allah told him to do it, because those in the boat were honest in their business. They were believers. They used to do good deeds. So if you believe and you do good deeds, even if there's a hole in your boat today, you need to know that Allah has saved you from something tremendous, something great that is coming ahead that you don't know about. If you lost your job today, it's because Allah wants to save you from something great. If you have lost your job, you lost money, you made a loss today, it's a hole in your boat. If you have yaqeen and conviction in Allah, qasaman bi rabbil bayt, it's not bad for you. It's the best thing that happened to you. Just bear patience, wait for a bit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. As for that boat that the hole was made in, it belonged to some poor people who were working very, very hard upon that water, ferrying people and goods from point A to point B. They were honest. Allah says, وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا. Further downstream, there was a certain tyrant ruler who was taking away all the good boats. So Allah says, we don't want the boat of these beautiful people to go away. They rather suffer a small hole now and have the entire boat just to patch it up later on than to lose the whole boat and have nothing. Wasn't it the gift of Allah? Subhanallah. Another one, and this is amazing. It's powerful, my brothers and sisters, if you think about it. We have so much negativity that happens in our lives. We have so much hardship. If you believe and you do good deeds, I swear it's good for you. Do you think Allah does bad to you when you believe and you do good? Never, He won't. We think because of our weakness that it's bad. It's good. You don't give up. That's the secret. Keep doing good and don't ever give up. The day you give up, that's the day you've lost. Listen to the second, and we read this all the time in Surah Al-Kahf, where he happened to kill a person. In fact, that was the eradication of a young person who was very bad. Had he grown older, he would have been the means of destruction for his parents. So someone who lost the life of his loved one, subhanallah, Allah says, we took it away intentionally to save the parents from the headache of the future. Allahu Akbar. Who knows? You lost a child. That child, Allah knew that it's going to go away today, because if it went tomorrow, it was going to be a means of your destruction perhaps. Subhanallah. So if you've lost a loved one, do not despair. Yes, we are sad. We are saddened because of the connection Allah blessed us with. If you've lost a loved one, I promise you, the patience you bear and you trust that Allah has done the best thing that He could have. Meaning He took away that person at the ideal time. There was no better time, not one moment before, not one moment after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا.
That ghulam, that young person, the young boy whose life was taken, his parents were pious people. We feared that if he grew older, he would have been a means of distress for those parents. So we decided, if we take him away now, two things have happened. We saved him, so he also goes to Jannah. And we saved his parents from the torment, so that they lead a content life. And Allah says,
فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ.
Allah intended to replace for them some child better than that one which they took away. Subhanallah. If Allah took one thing away from you, rest assured that He's going to replace it with something better. If your business burnt down today, I promise you tomorrow, it's going to be far greater than what it was. Allah has a plan. You don't understand it today. The problem with man, he lacks two things, sabr and iman, yaqeen, that conviction, and the patience, the forbearance. This is why, my brothers and sisters, be happy with the decree of Allah. No matter what, we believe, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Good and bad fate is indeed from Allah. And Allah alone, we are mu'mineen, we surrender to the decree of Allah. May Allah make it easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that which is better than what He took away from us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a dua. When you suffer a loss in any form, اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي وخلف لي خيرا منه أو منها. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, grant me ease in this difficulty of mine. Oh Allah, compensate for me with that which is better. Make a compensation. The loss that I have suffered, Ya Allah, grant me something in return that is better than it. And oh Allah, make it easy for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. The third, and I'm spending a moment with this because wallahi it is something we read every week, but we don't think about. We read it so often, we don't think. This surah is meant to provide contentment and calmness to the heart. You are supposed to be building your iman. We read the story of Al-Khidr. The third one was the wall that was made. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا.
The effect of the good deeds of parents will actually have the positive impact even on the children. Subhanallah. If you think about it, you as a parent, if you do good deeds and you believe in Allah, wallahi, He won't even let down your children. The next generation, He will take care of them. Why? You took care of yourself. I took care of my relationship with Allah. Allah took care of my children. Subhanallah. Look at what Allah says. That wall that was falling down, underneath it there was a treasure that was left behind by some pious worshippers of ours whose children were yatim. They were orphans. Had that fallen down, perhaps people may have seen the treasure and usurped it. So Allah says, we inspired Al-Khidr to straighten it, even though they gave him nothing in return. Subhanallah. Look at how Allah looked after the next generation because of the goodness and the belief and the good deeds of the parents. Don't we learn what I said right at the beginning, that wallahi, if you believe and do good deeds, nothing you need to worry about. Whatever's happening in your life today, it's the best thing that could have happened. Be happy, go home, smile, and thank Allah for the problems you have. Because if Allah chose other problems, they would have been something that you would not have managed. But because you believe and you do good deeds, I swear it's the best thing. When Allah occupies you with something, you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never forget Him. Like I say, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. That for me is the most powerful point that comes out of Surah Al-Kahf. It brings about so much contentment when I think to myself, whatever is going on across the globe,
Allah, the one who made you and I, is in absolute control. There's no way that I doubt that. And because I've tried my best to seek Allah's forgiveness where I faltered and to do good deeds wherever and however I can, I have conviction in my heart that Lord will not let me down. May Allah let that happen to every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. However, at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, there is a warning where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who are the biggest losers in this world. They do a lot of deeds, but these deeds are wasted.
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا.
Should we inform you of those who are the biggest losers in terms of their deeds? They toil, they work hard, but their deeds are wasted. Do you know why? Their deeds, they either do them for someone besides Allah, so they are not accepted, or they do acts of worship that were not taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they are wasted. This is why right at the end Allah says,
فَمَن كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا.
Whoever is looking forward for the meeting with Allah should do deeds that are in line with what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught. That means amal salih. Good deeds. Good deeds are taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I cannot wave at the sun and claim that I am worshipping Allah because the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do that as an act of worship. I need to do what he taught. If he didn't teach it, you don't need it. Secondly, one should not participate or engage in anything that is delivered for that besides Allah in terms of worship. Anything done for a deity besides Allah falsely in any other way, all that is unacceptable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance. We moved on this evening to Surah Maryam. In Surah Maryam also there is a very powerful lesson. Obviously there are so many, but I want to take one or two. The first one is the value of silence. How silence is golden at the correct time. If someone were to ask you something where a response is required, you respectfully respond. But I promise you, sometimes the matter in your hands is too big for you to resolve. It's too huge. It may create disaster. The best thing in those instances is to remain silent. Engage in the remembrance of Allah. Ask Allah's help. Where do we get this from? Look at the story of Zakariya alayhi salam. He was told, you're going to be having a child. He was old, he was embarrassed. Because you know, when you have an 80-year-old saying, hey, my wife gave birth, you find all the youngsters looking and saying, uncle? Subhanallah, they just look at him without even saying anything. He feels embarrassed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But Allah says,
آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ سَوِيًّا.
He says, oh Allah, give me a sign. Give me some sign. Allah says, your sign, don't speak to anyone for 3 days. Subhanallah, 3 nights. Don't talk. Do you know what happens? My brothers and sisters, when someone spreads a rumor, when gossip starts, when you go to clarify, sometimes you are adding fuel into the inferno. You're giving the story life. The best thing, keep quiet. It will die a natural day, a death. The 7-day wonder, they call it. 7 days later, the whole world has forgotten what has happened. Check in the whole world. What I've just said is a reality. Someone spreads a rumor, someone starts something negative. If you can bear patience for 7 days, and the 7 days is not from the hadith, it's only my own experience. But if you can bear patience and silence, remember Allah, turn to Allah, that thing will die down. Sometimes it's too big. People have accused you of something major. Where are you going to begin the clarification? Allah says, we'll do it for you. Don't worry. You believe, you do good deeds. We love you enough. You be quiet. We're going to do the rest. A day will come when evidence will gather in a way that you will just be smiling. Oh Allah, you took care of me. Subhanallah. I was quiet. Similarly, Maryam alayha salatu wasalam, same lesson from Surah Maryam. She was embarrassed. She's expecting. She doesn't have a husband. She says to Allah, what should I do? Allah says,
فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا.
If you see any human being, just say, I'm not speaking to any human being. I have sworn, I have taken a vow. For the sake of Allah, I'm not going to talk to anyone. Today I'm fasting in terms of speech. Why? It was too big. What is she going to say? Where is she going to start off? They would accuse her, and they did, of so many things. Allah cleared her. When? When this child was born, he spoke, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Jesus, may peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salam. He spoke, he says, I am the slave of Allah. And the matter was clarified. I hope we have drawn that lesson. Then the last verse of Surah Maryam. Allah says, and this is also another powerful verse,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا.
Those who believe and do good deeds. Look, the same two things have come back again. If you believe and you do good deeds, Allah says, we will create for you love. Love. What type of love? The other good people will recognize you and love you. That's what it is. The good people will recognize you and love you. People will take to you. Why? Because you are good and you do good deeds. The evil, they might not like you. Because why? They don't have the eyes with which to see. When Abu Jahl saw Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had evil in his heart. His heart was filled with jealousy and envy. This man is going to take over. Therefore, when he looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did not have love in his heart. But Allah says, if you believe and you do good deeds, you know, like Paul, subhanallah, what happens? In our language, they attract, subhanallah. Those that are similar, birds of a feather flock together. You are good, you recognize one who is good. إِنَّمَا يَعْرِفُ ذَا الْفَضْلِ مِنَ النَّاسِ ذَوُهُ. In the Arabic language, the saying is, indeed a person with virtue is recognized by others with a similar virtue. They know, subhanallah, this person is really good. It takes one with nur to recognize nur in another person, as dark as they may be in complexion. Subhanallah. May Allah grant us ease. We move on to Surah Taha. That surah, the beginning, the opening verses, every time they remind us of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. We know he was the enemy of Islam. He was out to get Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to eradicate him. And because the words of Allah fell upon a chord within his heart of softness, Allah guided him. How many verses? 3 to 4.
طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى.
Beautiful verses. Allah says, we reveal this Quran not in order for it to be a source of your distress or uneasiness or discomfort. No. Many people think Islam has a lot of rules and regulations. What should we do? The reality is, every rule is a blessing. It's not there to make your life a mess. It's there to create ease. When Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu heard or read just a few verses, he started crying. His heart trembled. He turned to the deen, never ever to go back to his bad ways again. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, how many verses of the Quran have you read? Have they ever impacted upon you? Yet you call yourself a mu'min, a believer. May Allah make us from those whom, when we read the Quran, our hair stands. We get goosebumps. We are moved. It's the word of Allah. If the word of Allah is not going to move you, nothing on earth will ever move you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. And I want to end off with a beautiful verse, seeing that time is not on our side. You know, when Musa alayhi salam was sent to the Pharaoh, he was told by Allah that, you know, you and your brother, when you go to speak to this Pharaoh, you must speak to him in the most polite way, very humbly, using soft terminology and words. Perhaps when you do that, he might bear in mind, he might remember, he might fear Allah, he might come back. So Allah says, don't speak harsh. To who? To the Pharaoh. Who was the Pharaoh? Fir'aun. He was the worst on the earth. Allah is telling Musa alayhi salam, who's the best on earth, to say, when you go to the worst, speak very nicely, politely. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى.
Speak to them, both of you. Speak to him in a beautiful way with soft words. Perhaps it might move him, it might change him, etc. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, when we speak to our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our blood relatives, our in-laws, our family members, our community members, what type of words do we use? They are not as bad as the Pharaoh. Never. No one existing today can be worse than the Pharaoh of that time. And none of us can ever be better than Musa or Moses, may peace be upon him. So we are supposed to be speaking with even softer words, because that is how the matter will be resolved, perhaps if Allah has written guidance and solution. But you've solved your problem. Why? Because you fulfilled a duty unto Allah of speaking with kind, beautiful words. May Allah make me conscious of the words that come out of my mouth. And may Allah make every one of us conscious of the words that come out of our mouths. We speak to our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, whoever it is, speak with the best words. They are not pharaohs. They are very good. They are brilliant compared to the pharaoh. Subhanallah, no comparison. So speak kindly. That's a lesson. And I end by saying, towards the end, we heard a verse where Allah says,
وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى.
Whoever believes and does good deeds, they've sought forgiveness, we will always forgive them, constantly. You know, the term used is ghaffar. Ghaffar doesn't mean the one who forgives. The one who keeps on forgiving does not get tired to forgive. That's the meaning of ghaffar. Ghafur means he forgave once, he forgave you. Abdul Ghafur, the worshipper of the most merciful, that is correct. It is also the name of Allah. There's nothing wrong with it. It is filled with mercy. But Allah is showing you, wait, my mercy is greater. When we sometimes commit a sin, we seek forgiveness. We commit the same sin, we seek forgiveness. We commit the same sin, we seek forgiveness. Allah says, for as long as you are genuine when you seek forgiveness, I don't mind what has happened. I will keep on forgiving you. So do not lose hope. Don't stop seeking forgiveness. I will go for it right up to the last breath. Subhanallah. So that's a verse that instills a lot of hope. These are just some of the beautiful verses of the surah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.